afternoon, and today is Women's Fit Tech Day here in Australia. And the Women's Leaders Fitness Business Podcast is proud to be speaking to a leader in the fitness tech field. Olivia Milne is the APAC Sales Director at Keep Me. Who is Keep Me? Keep Me is your AI revenue acceleration platform, and Olivia is here today to speak to us about Keep Me version 2. Good afternoon, Olivia.
Hi, Mel. Thank you so much for that very kind introduction.
You're very welcome. Now, let's just briefly, if you can give us a summary of what Keep Me is before we move on to the discussion of version 2.
Sure. So Keep Me, as you said, is as a member revenue acceleration platform. We created Keep Me actually with the intention of kind of easing and helping a lot of the retention issues that we see on the market. And so Keep Me was initially set up as a very much retention-led tool. But we found as we started to acquire clients, actually a lot in Australia, a lot of the changes were prompted from them, that we were noting that they were using the platform for sort of wider revenue drivers, so that kind of second stream revenue, and applying the AI and the machine learning that underpins the platform onto other areas of their business. So Keep Me, I guess, kind of expanded from a retention platform to a wider sort of revenue platform. And in doing so, we have recently introduced a new sales module as well. So that's kind of what I'm here to speak to you guys about today.
So let's get stuck into the discussion about the sales model, because as a club owner, you know, first and foremost, we want retention, we want sales, and we want strong profits. So what is Keep Me version 2 going to do for me as a club owner?
Exactly that. So very much the sales module that we have built out over the last sort of 6 months was very much driven from that desire and that feedback from our clients. They were noticing great returns in terms of their revenue improving through retention and also through, as I said, those sort of second stream revenue incomes. But they wanted to really apply the machine learning and the AI to the sales process and the new business process, which, you know, obviously is a core metric and a driver for fitness businesses. Therefore, we built out the sales module. And essentially what we do on that sales module is that we take every single lead that comes to your club or your sites, and we give them a score. Once we have an understanding of that score, we're able to sort of break them into some key three kind of areas: our high risk, so the leads that are unlikely to convert into a membership, our kind of moderate risk, so those ones that just need a little bit of a push, and maybe an extra sort of incentive to get them over that line, and then the risk that that are, you know, very likely to become a member with you guys without very little kind of interaction. So from a resourcing perspective, especially during COVID at the moment, with teams being a little bit more lean on the ground, it enables you to really manage your team and manage your efforts around those leads that you think are, you know, really going to come through, while connecting with our Connect part of the platform, which is our automated marketing tool, which enables you to put some of the leads that are less likely to convert on a more automated sequence. So you can be ensured that all your efforts are always being focused on the leads that really count, you know?
So what are some of the results that you've had? I know that, you know, version 2 hasn't been out that long, but what are some of the results that you're already seeing in clubs?
Sure. So we've also, I guess, kind of alongside B2 with the sales module, we've also really refined a lot of the membership side. Again, as I mentioned, we've seen some really great results in terms of uplift from member referrals. The site of ours actually down in Australia increased their member referrals with Keep Me by 33%. So we were really building off the back of the way really that our clients were using the platform and trying to facilitate making it easy, even easier for them to produce the great results that they have.
So what sort of results are they getting? So let's say they get 10 leads in. How many of those leads is Keep Me helping them convert?
So I guess what it is helping you get those leads in at the moment, and then being able to score them, so you really know when that lead comes in for a free trial, you know, the status of the lead almost. I think a lot of the time in the industry, because we, you know, it's very hard to pull together a lot of information about leads before they become a member. I think we're great at tracking member data, but in terms of tracking lead data, it's always quite hard to kind of piece together where leads come from and how many leads we have coming through that source, the conversion rates tied to that, and of course any kind of prediction into those future performance of those leads is always quite hard. So I think that's the good thing about Keep Me, is that we really provide visibility of not only, you know, where your club sits and the leads coming in and how that's going to affect your revenue, but also in terms of the likelihood that lead is to convert. Therefore, you know the kind of metrics and, you know, rules you should put in place to help that lead convert.
So I just want to ask another question on Keep Me. Now, you've got a pretty flashy dashboard. It's pretty cool. Now, this is obviously something that the club owner and the sales team can log into every day, yes?
Correct, yeah. So we built out a new part of the sales platform, actually. We have a leads manager section. So as a kind of sales manager, but also as an individual salesperson, you can log in, see which leads are under you, how their Keep Me score is getting on, any form of communication you've had prior with that lead. And then we can also set a kind of method we call the playbook, which essentially are automated sequences that we can build out and submit those leads down. Again, you know, as a salesperson or manager, it's just a huge sort of time saver. Because you can go in, see the action that needs to be taken on that lead, and you can do all of that within Keep Me. So, you know, the idea of multi-management platforms and kind of any human errors between tracking data from one platform to another, you know, we kind of reduce all of that by condensing everything and having it all sit within Keep Me.
Yeah, because human error, though it's not deliberate, it can play a vital role in the numbers that you're looking on your dashboard. Because, I mean, I must admit, you know, I've been in the industry 17 years, and I remember when I first got in, it was like you didn't even, like, put it in a system. Then you wrote it on this, and then you transferred it to this, and it was like you were duplicating your workload 4 or 5 times. So Keep Me actually allows me to log in and just keep all of the information in one place, and I can actually, as a gym owner, watch the process of where my sales team is at.
Exactly that. And for us, I think, you know, one of the beauties that I think about Keep Me having the sales module built out is that, as well, if you think about how a lead has come to you or the sales technique you use to convert that lead into a member, that's very valuable insight, which often, because of the way that some of the solutions currently in the market aren't as connected, we can't take that intel through to the membership side. Yes. So say, for example, I was a lead and I did 3 trials with you before I signed up. You know, that would show that I am someone that's going to be harder to sell to, or maybe I was a little bit flaky and I missed the first trial. Having that information and understanding, you know, so that when my customer sales team or customer management team start treating me as a member, that's super valuable insight that they're going to need. So they're not going to be off put if I book an induction once and I don't turn up. You know, we know that this particular member is going to take a few attempts to book that in, so therefore not to give up. You know, having all that information, having it in a connected way, I think is something that is super valuable, especially when you're looking at how you're going to sell in any of those kind of secondary stream revenues once the member becomes part of the club, you know?
So you've also got, like, you know, Keep Me Connect, you know, which is part of the automation tools that you've got. Now, I had a look on your site, and you've got, like, 5 tools. You've got your, you know, like the trial completed, and all of the extra bits and pieces down there. So I just need to understand a little bit more. Once I put the information into Keep Me, what does it spit out in terms of automation? What sort of content is going to that lead?
So the way that our kind of Connect section works in Keep Me is that we have 2 forms of communication. One, which is our kind of our campaigns. So those are the kind of one-off communications you would have with a member. For example, at the moment with COVID, it would be regulations around reopenings or around new booking processes, new class schedules, those kind of one-off communications. And then we have our automation section. So, yeah, as you said, Mel, these are essentially again, campaigns that we put in place, we build them in exactly the same way. But essentially, every single time a member or a lead hits a set criteria, they will be sent this communication. So an example of this would be NPS. Historically, I know myself as an operator, deciding when to send out NPS can be a tricky one because you can't filter with a lot of systems we use currently. So therefore, you'll be sending NPS to members who necessarily don't really want to have that. For example, ones that have stopped attending, you know, they're not going to give you positive feedback, and you don't really want to sort of prompt any reaction from them. So we are able to basically set up an NPS campaign. We could say, actually, we think for a regular attender, the perfect day to send this to them is 3 months after they've started with us. Therefore, we can plug in a rule which says if a membership's duration is equal to 3 months, if they're regularly attending more than or once or as many times as once a week, and their Keep Me score, because we score every member as well, is, you know, moderate to low risk, and meaning they're happy and content in the club, then we send them an NPS. Therefore, you can be sure that communication is going out to that exact group of people every single minute of every day as soon as a member hits that criteria. So, yeah, as you said, in terms of the human error, you know, you don't have to worry about scheduling content or about, you know, critically logging in every day and manually adding people to communications. All of those are, as soon as that criteria is hit, an automation is sent out. We can then even take it another level further, and, you know, depending on what they give you, if they score you an 8, a 9 or a 10, what that candidate is saying is that, hey, like, I'm prime for a secondary spend, or I'm prime for a referral. So we could then follow up with a referral offer, so they can then hopefully promote someone else to the club and they can join us as well. Similarly, if they score us anything below an 8, we can put them on an automated call list. So someone in your team would receive an email, all the negative feedback from the NPS, so they can just grab on the phone, have an understanding of all the communication you've had with them prior, because that will be on their member record, ring them up and see what's going on.
Do you find that some club owners are a little bit apprehensive about the NPS?
I think so, yeah. And I think it's because I think people have a misconception sometimes that NPS is a great retention tool, yeah. And we don't see it as that, but we do see it as one of the most valuable customer engagement tools. We've actually built in a NPS tool within Keep Me for that exact reason. I think people are hesitant for twofold. One, as I said, sometimes we can't, with a lot of the current solutions, it's very hard to segment your membership base into these kind of happy, unhappy, non-attending kind of segments. And with Keep Me, you can quite seamlessly do that. And then the other thing I think with NPS is that often we send out NPS and there's such an overwhelming load of feedback back that, you know, teams don't really know what to do with it. They don't have time, especially conditions at the moment. And therefore they think, oh, actually, if I get all this feedback and I can't respond to it, it's going to make the situation possibly worse. With our NPS tool, the great thing about it is that there's a sentiment analysis tool within Keep Me. So any sort of keywords or red words can kind of get grouped. Say, for example, there was an issue with the showers and the female showers. That would be very much lodged. So it makes it much more kind of attainable for your team, not only when they have a sort of a more regimented way of sending out NPS, therefore there's less responses back in one sort of hit as a go, but also once they get those responses back, they're kind of, their actions following it are much clearer thanks to that kind of keyword analysis tool.
I mean, that's pretty cool that you've got all of that in place on Keep Me, because I must admit, there's nothing, you know, like having to follow up members when you've got that negative feedback. For some sales team people, it's like, I don't want to pick up the phone. I don't want to pick up the phone. And we know that. We're all human and we're all like that. So let's talk about what can Keep Me do in regards to secondary income.
Sure. So as I said, every sort of member is given a Keep Me score, and that can be tied back to the NPS feedback, as you said, but also to any kind of secondary revenue that they produce in the club. So at the moment we can track point of sale or PT, for example. But the great thing about Keep Me is that it very much, because of the scoring that we do on each individual member, down to the member kind of level, we can identify members that would be prime for secondary spend. So for example, say we have an attender who is attending regularly and they attend very small group classes, and their secondary spend across point of sale has been quite high, that maybe would suggest that they would be a prime candidate for PT. So Keep Me has a new kind of take action section on the dashboard, which will be new from anyone that's seen the platform before. And it will flag these key kind of markers. So this month, 74 of your members will be prime for PT, so you can push them PT offer. And they've demonstrated behaviours that would suggest they would be prime candidate for that kind of offer. Similarly, it's great for re-engagement. If we have a member that's slightly slipping off and we want to engage them with a free trial or free PT offer to bring them back into the club, Keep Me will kind of group that together, that group of people, and you can take that kind of direct action and engagement directly from the dashboard. For me, I think that's the biggest strength of V2, is that before we would present you with an insight, and then you'd move over into the Connect section and build our campaign. We still have that facility, but, you know, with Keep Me at the moment, in terms of the dashboard, it literally kind of groups together these key markers and key segments of people, and you can take direct action directly from the dashboard. Therefore, grouping all those members together, Keep Me then takes it one step further, and using the AI actually suggests which form of communication is better to engage with these members. So, for example, if a large segment of them are under 20s, for example, maybe SMS would be a preferred communication approach over the email. But as I said, Keep Me would suggest that to you. And then all you do is just plug your content in, and then that group has been communicated with.
I absolutely love the fact that it will tell me what age groups prefer what type of communication. I think that's fantastic.
Great, yeah. I mean, we break things down based on kind of the learnings that we've had from the membership side and the sales side. Yeah. And as I said, having that connectivity between both sides can really help impact, you know, where you're putting your marketing budget at the top end of the kind of funnel, and then also trying to keep your members engaged throughout when they're almost at the end of their memberships.
So, Olivia, we're coming to the end of our coffee chat. Just tell me, how can Keep Me help clubs during COVID lockdown and then in the following period once they open the doors?
Sure. I think the greatest thing about Keep Neat, obviously, is very much the artificial intelligence in which the whole platform is underpinned on. I think at the moment, with so many times being so uncertain, having some predictability and certainty about your future performance in terms of revenue, in terms of new members, cancellations, having a bit of certainty, which the artificial intelligence can provide, is something that is pretty invaluable as a roadmap coming out of COVID. I would say certainly from that sense, having that kind of security and understanding, at least, of what the future is looking like is something that's super valuable. And the other thing I would say would be, as teams' roles have been more diluted, you know, suddenly it is very hands-on deck, as we know, with people wearing multiple hats in terms of, you know, member communications, engagements, social distancing, you know, all those new tasks which we obviously didn't have 6 months ago that we're having to implement. I think the ability to be able to automate so many of those essential member communications is something which is hugely valuable. And I don't mean just sending out a generic email to everybody in the club. Being able to really create bespoke, resonating content with members and having meaningful engagement with members in an automated way is something that is incredibly valuable, as resource time obviously is limited at the moment.
Now, KeepMe offers a complimentary trial of the product. Now, where is the best place for club owners or boutique owners to get in touch with Olivia to organise that?
Sure. We have our website and we have a kind of demo booking process on that. But obviously, people can email me directly as well, find me on LinkedIn. But yeah, I would say head to our website, check out some of our content. We have some great new videos supporting the kind of new features that we've released in V2. We have a wonderful client testimonial video from one of our clients actually over in Australia. Willows, they've been a massive client and support, and they've actually, you know, helped implement a lot of the ideas that have gone into V2. So maybe check that out as well. And then you can book a demo directly on the website or just get in touch with me via email and LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Now, Olivia has also appeared on our Ignite Fitness Business Educational Platform. So if you'd like to watch her presentation when she was in Melbourne earlier on this year, do jump over to the site and have a look. And I'll leave the link in the bottom of this podcast so that you can do that. Olivia, I know that time was tight for you today, so I do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you very much, Mel. I know things are very busy with you guys as well, so I appreciate any time to talk to you, as always.
And KeepMe is, it's a great product, everybody. Do jump over and have a look at the product on the website. I think if anything's going to add profit to your bottom line at the end of the day, then you definitely need to look at this product. You heard Olivia speak today about the lead capture, how it's going to help you with secondary income. It can tell you your age group and demographic and their preferred way of you getting in touch with them as their club that they visit. So these are all little things that make our job a lot easier as club owners, which then, of course, as I said, increase turnover, which increases profit. Today, I spoke to Olivia Milne, APAC Sales Director at KeepMe AI. Olivia, thank you very much. I will catch up with you in the next couple of weeks. Wishing you lots of luck over there.
Thank you so much, Mel. We appreciate it from everybody, from myself and also from our team kind of globally. Big thank you again for featuring us. It's always appreciated.
We love having you, and your product is growing rapidly. So you are definitely number one at the top of the FitTech retention.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And just a reminder, everybody, that today's episode was supported and sponsored by FitRec Fitness Registration, the alternative method for fitness registration. Thanks again, Olivia.
Thank you so much, Mark. Bye.